Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Mr. President, if you were reelected, would you pardon yourself?
I could have pardoned myself. Do you know what? I was given an option to pardon myself. I could have pardoned myself when I left. People said, would you like to pardon yourself? I had a couple of attorneys that said, you can do it if you want. I had some people that said,
it would
look bad if you do it, because I think it would look terrible. I said, here's the story. These people are thugs. Horrible people, fascists, Marxists, sick people. They've been after me from the day I came down the escalator with Melania, and I did a great job as president. People are acknowledging great economy, great jobs, great this, great that, rebuilt the military, Space Force, everything. I could go on forever. Let me just tell you. I said the last thing I'd ever do is give myself a pardon.
Oh, we got an answer. Okay, so we got a full-blown 40 seconds of Trump ramble. And, I could have pardoned myself. I thought about pardoning myself. There was a story about pardoning myself. Did you tell me about that child's book where the guy pardoned himself once he got elected president? No, it was really good. And back in the day, you know, we used to tell stories around the campfire about pardoning ourselves. And I went to a college class one time and a college professor there talked about pardoning himself. And, wait, what was the question? Oh, yeah. Would I pardon myself? Well, let me tell you about the economy. I did great at the economy. I was one of the best presidents ever. They've been out to get me ever since. I came down the holy golden escalator with my wife. Wait, what was the question again? Oh, the pardoning. Yeah, no, I'm not doing that. I don't listen to the man enough anymore to have it still fresh in my mind about I'm just going to say whatever I feel like saying. I'm not saying that he's the only one. It's a unique Trump style. 512 here on News Radio 92.3. That's with Kristen Welker. They're launching her. I guess she's the new host of NBC's Meet the Press on Sunday. We'll see. That's fine. It's a big get for her. Good job. Meanwhile, Hunter Biden has been indicted for 3 charges of the same crime. I mean, they're not, but they are. Apparently, if you sign the release, it says that, no, sir, I'm not using cocaine while I'm buying this weapon. And he had. And then he actually did it to the arms dealer or whatever. And then also, it's funny that they call him that, gun salesman, you know, arms dealer. Okay, sure, whatever. It's not exactly Nicolas Cage, right? But anyway. How am I not in this movie? That's funny. And then also, you know, apparently used illicit substances at a time when he owned the gun. And so all 3 variants of the same thing, right? When you claim to be the party of law and order and fairness and justice, and this is your big victory lap, that you managed to indict the son of a sitting president on what even you would have to admit has got to be one of the most trivial things ever invented? I mean, come on. Andrew, are you saying it doesn't matter? No, it's the law that matters. Andrew, are you saying that it doesn't matter if he's high when he's got to get... No? Okay, laws are laws, but... The argument against the plea deal was that he was getting special treatment, right? That was the argument, that he's getting special treatment, favorable treatment. Okay. Well, don't you think he's right now getting special treatment, unfavorable special treatment? This is entirely because he's the president's son, because you're frustrated and angry that you haven't been able to get him on the real stuff, the Burisma stuff, or the selling influence stuff, and so you've got this. You're like, well, this is like getting Al Capone on tax evasion. No, it's like you're mad at Al Capone and you went after his kid for failing to turn in his homework. I mean, this is just, this is stupid. And it makes you look petty and stupid. Well, Andrew, you don't know how bad Hunter Biden was. I do. This is dumb. Okay, How would you react? Always be consistent. How would you react if prosecutors went after Eric Trump for, I don't know. I don't want anything you imagine would just, you know, wouldn't be accurate. So, but like drunk driving or something. You know, I mean, even that, worse than this, it's entirely because he's the president's son. Does that justify it? That's weaponizing the legal system every bit as much as you claim that they're weaponizing it against us. Well, Andrew, that's why you have to do it, because you got to teach them a lesson. You know, they do this stuff against us and we never fight back. It's almost like the world needs more ethics teachers. It's almost like logic and consistency. You know, you can't say you believe in a set of principles and then violate those principles because the people that you're fighting against violate those principles. Otherwise, you don't really believe in them. They are restraints on you. And this is, I'll just say it, this is ugly. This is disgusting. And the fact that it's being so celebrated, like, yeah, finally. My God. Again, generally, I thought we had this idea that the family and children of politicians were kind of off limits. Well, Andrew, they did this because they brought... I understand. But this isn't about the allegations related to anything he did with his dad's influence. This is about a completely separate matter. A silly matter by comparison. It's politics by other means. And it's ugly. 517 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. What else do we have going on? I'm so frustrated with my party right now and the way we are behaving across a whole range of issues. 437-1620. Nick Saban.
Yeah. Hey.
Did you see?
No, you blasphemed Nick Saban.
I didn't blast you. I haven't said a negative thing yet.
I know, but
I'm not even
gonna.
You're an
Auburn fan, all
right. No.
Go ahead. Just, is he running for president?
No. But.
Because I'd vote for
Nick Saban.
No matter
the Alabama party. Lost. Right? Alabama lost pretty spectacularly against Texas.
Okay.
And I'm not on your guy. And he goes on Thursday night, he goes on the Hey Coach radio show and getting ready to talk about Alabama, of course. And Pee-wee, I don't listen to the show. I don't know anything. I'm just telling you what I've read. Pee-wee is a regular, longtime regular caller from Cran Bay. And they always open the show with him. He's always like first question out the gate. Okay, he's like, you know, for President Biden, he's the ABC reporter whose name he's got to read off a card. So, see, I can still. Anyway, so Pee-wee is always the first caller going back many, many, many years. So he was the first caller last night. And here's how it went.
Coach, how are you, sir?
Well, Pee-wee, I've been wanting to talk to you all week, man. I mean, we got to firm up the pocket. We're setting too soft. We're getting pushed back in the middle. All right, everybody thinks we can't hold up against the blitz, but they're sacking us with 4-man rush, 1 3-man rush. Only 1 sack came off of a pressure, so I wanted to ask you what the hell's going on.
Well, I believe you covered it all right there, Coach.
Now, the headlines are calling this epic rant. It's not an epic rant. It's just a funny reversal of the tables. Like, he's basically taking all of the caller's objections out of the caller's mouth and saying them himself, right? And being like, he's the caller, you know, who's going to call up the coach and give him what for. You know, they're even sacking us with 3 guys. I mean, if they barely wave their hands on defense, we fall down with the ball. You know what I mean? Like, so it's funny. I give him credit where credit is due. 519 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality used cars. Almost new. I don't even like the term used because it can sometimes kind of connote the, you know, the car that's like 10, 12, 15 years old. Like, that car is just about ready for the yard after a couple of more years or maybe even 1 year. No, this is the other end of the spectrum. Cars that have been driven for only a year or two. And cars that have, you know, maybe came back off on the lease. Like our Honda Odyssey was on a lease down in South Central Florida. And they brought it back after a year, which is common. And the dealership couldn't sell it for reasons I can't explain because it's a great car. And they put it up for auction. And, you know, somebody from Frontier went down to Orlando and bought it, brought it back here, put it for sale. We bought it. So I got a smoking deal on a 1-year-old Honda Odyssey with 12,000 miles on it because that's the kind of car they specialize in. Almost new. New to you. It doesn't smell like the new car inside, and that's the only difference, okay? And it doesn't smell bad. It just doesn't have that weird new car smell. So great quality, almost new cars. More than 25 years, Frontier's been serving the Pensacola community right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
When you can't stop, there's Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub sends powerful medicated Vicks vapors right to the source of your... so you can experience cough relief and breathe easier. Generations of families have trusted Vicks VapoRub to help relieve the worst cold symptoms. So next time you have a cough, reach for the Vicks VapoRub. Vicks VapoRub. Cough relieving is believing.
This is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join me for the Chamber Connection show. This week on the Chamber Connection, I'll be talking to Carol Carlin, who will have a special announcement about a Chamber event that will be upcoming in early 2024. So join me for the Chamber Connection.
The Chamber Connection, Monday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
It's amazing to me. People go their entire lives without realizing the most simple, obvious truth. The only way to properly slice tomatoes is with a bread knife.
Gotta let it play out at this point. Oh yeah. You don't know that quote?
No, but it's absolutely correct.
It is true. Yeah. It is funny. If you've ever tried,
I had that problem yesterday.
If you've ever tried to cut a tomato and you haven't done it with, you know, the long thin bread knife with the serrations, try it. Just try it one time.
Oh, yeah, with anything. It's just
That works great. It really does.
Here's your soup.
It's from The Hunt. Do you know the movie The Hunt?
I did. Yeah, I watched
that. Betty Gilpin plays the main, but that's Hilary Swank who's talking in it. This is a weird
movie was not what I expected.
No,
it was good, though.
It's a good movie. It's a great satire, and the premise of the movie is where a bunch of conspiracy theorists, like right-wing conspiracy theorists, who say that there's this left-wing conspiracy to do all this horrible stuff. Well, they all wind up getting basically kidnapped and tranquilized and taken to a compound somewhere, dumped in the middle and given some weapons and told to fight off the liberals who are now hunting them on the compound. And then I won't ruin it for you if you watch, but you know, there's more to it than just that. But it's entertaining. Very, very entertaining.
It was really good. And it was one of the, like, nothing was on, and so we rented it because I love Hilary
Swank. That's the kind of movie
and it
is.
Was just, oh my gosh. Yeah.
You know what
nice
else was,
surprise.
You know what else is a fairly good one? The Field. It's a weird people wake up in the middle of this cornfield. Each one of them has some unusual object.
Oh, we've seen that. Yeah.
And then they're trying to escape the field, but they don't know what's going on. And it's just, it's a creepy, scary. But
so you're hiding, but not, it's like a Hunger Game-y kind of thing.
Yeah, kind of.
It was the same thing.
Let's watch this. Oh, this is good.
Not bad.
524 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. We got David Wayne in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
No, we could stick with your movie ideas.
Oh, yeah,
those,
go on.
Those sounded so good. No, all right. I do have headlines, though.
Oh, you don't have one for me?
No, I liked your ideas. I was trying to get ideas for what I'm going to do over the weekend here. The field and then the other, yeah.
The field and the hunt. Both, oh, man. Both pretty good. Oh, no, well, it's not. It's called Escape the Field. Okay. Escape the Field. Okay. Sorry about that. No, don't mean to mislead you.
I love those movies like that have the kind of, you know,
it's like
oddball.
The kind of movie, yeah. It's probably, these are probably movies that M. Night Shyamalan passed on. You know, this kind of like the feel to it, same kind of weird premise
sure.
to a movie. Anyway,
yeah, that's
go ahead.
True.
All right. There's a new report out that says Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky will be meeting with President Biden next week at the White House. Sources say he'll be holding meetings on Capitol Hill and speak to the UN General Assembly. Vice President Kamala Harris has kicked off a 7-state tour of college campuses. She began yesterday with a stop at Hampton University in Virginia. Her tour is going to take her to North Carolina, A&T, Morehouse College, University of Wisconsin, College of Southern Nevada, and Northern Arizona universities. And well,
that was Kamala Harris.
Yes,
you said?
Yes, Kamala Harris.
It's the go ahead and impeach him tour. Is that what that is?
I don't know that that's what they've named it, but you know,
I'll get there some way.
That's right. The UAW is on strike now, Andrew. They did not reach a new contract with the big three automakers. I'm not sure how surprising that is, but the deadline passed. There's no new deal with Ford, GM, or Stellantis.
You know, yes. So I got to ask the room, what's Stellantis?
It's Chrysler.
Yeah. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
I was going to say, it sounds like a dandruff shampoo.
I was reading the story and I'm like, what?
Now
it's Chrysler Fiat, but you know, they're saying it like everybody knows this. And I checked with my wife, who is also fairly well informed.
My wife. Say it again.
To be fair.
And I said, do you know what Stellantis is? And she's like, Stellantis. I did only because I read the story. Like,
to be fair, the only reason I know, my hometown, there's a big factory that does ag equipment, but it's owned by Stellantis.
I gotcha.
So okay. That's the only reason I really knew. Otherwise, who says that? Who's ever heard Stellantis before?
It'd be like,
not
if you
until
just,
now.
You know,
hey, ask your doctor about Stellantis.
They posted it. Exactly. Yeah. You know, side effects may vary. It's like if they posted it on, and just said, oh, this story came from X, and you know, like it was the day after the change, and they didn't give you any context. For what it used to be. Sorry, go ahead. Yes, they are on strike.
They are on strike, and workers at three plants in I believe it's Missouri, Ohio, and the other copy I had the other state. But anyway, workers at three plants are the first to go on strike, and then it's going to pick up from there. It's going to move to more plants here throughout the next
So just
several
in
weeks.
Case people hadn't been following this, I think we might have talked about it yesterday at this time, so many of you might have heard this, but they wanted a 40% pay raise over 4 years. They wanted everybody gets a traditional pension, and
right.
they wanted to cut the work week from 40 to 32 hours, and a couple of other provisions having
and
to do with part-time
in addition
workers
to
and
the,
things.
In addition to the 40% base wage increase, they
want
also wanted cost of living.
Yeah. Guaranteed COLAs. Yeah. So Mary Barra from GM came back with, well, I can't do 40, but I can do 20, and they're on strike. They turned down 20%.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? And this 32-hour work, this is, I mean, I don't know what's going to come of this, but it...
Well, I guess you got to have 40% if you're only going to work half the hours and you still want more money, right?
Right. It's unbelievable. All right, David. Thanks so much for the update. And so I will tell you that I'm no big fan of the unions. It's funny. There are some unions that I'm more supportive of. Cops and fire, you know, that kind of stuff. It's weird. I generally hate unions until it's like first responders, and then I'm on their side because they're first responders. But generally speaking, I have deep philosophical objections to unions. The primary two of which are, number one, it is intended to establish a labor monopoly, which is then used. What do monopolies always do? They drive down quality and they drive up prices, right? Well, that's no different than when the union has a labor monopoly. It drives up prices and it suppresses quality because competition is the antidote to quality and prices, right? So it's conceptually insane that we think of unions as okay, but monopolies as bad. Because they're a monopoly. That's the point of it, is to be a monopoly. The second thing is that unions, when they strike, they engage in practices that discourage the opportunity to use other labor, and they do it aggressively and often violently. You know, my wife was in management at a company that they struck for stupid reasons, but they did. And it was kind of terrifying for her to have to drive through the picket line and be yelled at and sworn at and spit at and people getting their tires slashed and, you know, vandalizing equipment on the way out the door, that kind of stuff, is standard practice. That's criminal behavior. It's disgusting. And so, and that's not weird and rare. That just is how things go. Was there a time in the past when unions were appropriate to respond to the horrible working conditions in this country and by capitalist barons? Yes, absolutely. Today, no.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. United Auto Workers are on strike against the big three automakers at just three plants for now in Michigan, Ohio, and Missouri. UAW President Sean Fain.
This strategy will keep the companies guessing. It will give our national negotiators maximum leverage and flexibility in bargaining. And if we need to go all out, we will.
The union wants higher pay. It needs to be worked out when and where the president's son, Hunter Biden, might turn himself in on federal gun charges.
Biden has been charged with making a false statement in the purchase of a firearm. In count two, he was charged with making a false statement related to information required to be kept by a federal firearms license dealer. And in count three, possession of a firearm by a person who is an unlawful user or addicted to a controlled substance.
Fox's Kevin Cork. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3 at 73. Partly cloudy right now in Pensacola. Well, somewhere between $6,000 and $10,000 is believed to be missing from the Pine Forest High School cheerleading coffers. Escambia County School District officials have not commented on the investigation, but they are shedding a little bit of light on the accounting practices.
We want to make sure that we can follow that. We followed our processes. And if that's not, if we can't uncover things in our audit and things like that, then it may be necessary to open an investigation.
That's Deputy School District Superintendent Sheena Payne. And she tells Channel 3 that the sheriff's office continues to investigate. So far, no suspects have been made. Two cheerleading staff members abruptly resigned recently. A state senator in Miami looking at new boater safety options. They want to require all boaters, regardless of age, to go through a mandatory boating safety course. Last year, 63 people died while boating statewide. Current law requires people born after 1988 to pass the course. Others who are older are grandfathered in. The bill would not affect boating rentals. The course takes a few hours to complete. Escambia County recently had several buses and ambulances go out of service with fuel injector problems. Right now, no official word on what's caused the issues.
It's frustrating more than anything. We've attacked it as aggressively as we can. We've tested all the tanks. We've cleaned tanks. We've tested the fuel. We've had three different folks come in and do independent tests. And really hasn't nailed down that it's a fuel problem per se.
Escambia County Administrator Wes Moreno there, and he says the county's moved a few fleet vehicles around to cover for ambulances and buses that are down while the injectors are being replaced. So far, the best guess for what's causing the problems is just a combination of the fuel injectors used in Cummins Motors and a recent change in diesel fuel production. The man that interim Century Mayor Luis Gomez Jr. wanted to hire recently as a temporary city manager has now taken a new job in Arkansas. Gomez had asked the Century Town Council for permission to hire Robert Thompson shortly after he was sworn into office. He said he was in over his head, recommended hiring the former Defuniak Springs city manager, Robert Thompson, for 3 months as he learned the ropes. The town council, though, instead decided to advertise that position. Now Thompson's taken a job in Texarkana, Arkansas. The council reviews their options for a temporary manager at their meeting next week. It's 5:34, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast.
We do have some scattered showers and thunderstorms possible today. 50% chance of rain overall. High today near 89 degrees. Overnight tonight, dropping near 73 degrees. For Saturday, 50% chance of rain with a high near 88. Saturday night, temperatures dropping into the low 70s. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson for the First Warning Weather Center.
73 in Pensacola, 75 in Gulf Breeze, and 75 in Milton. Our next news at 6, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage.
If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety. No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles and operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, Pensacola Bay Oysters, and soon the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
News Radio 92.3 is Pensacola's radio home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Robert, that's your deal out there. But when we're taking dollars, I mean, quite frankly, we're taking tax dollars from every one of the districts maintaining. Then lease fees are coming. And then for me, we have a planning and zoning. And so an extra layer of bureaucracy doesn't make sense. Floodplain doesn't make sense. We have a huge PIO department in that we do marketing. And so some of those duplication of services, to me, is the end result of costing taxpayers more money, and I don't know if that's true or false, but I certainly want to have a further discussion about it.
I didn't reduce lease fees out there for the intent of them growing staff. That was never the, I mean, that was, no, that's not the intent. Yes.
No. So Commissioner May first and then Commissioner Barry second, I didn't reduce lease fees in order to, for them to hire more staff. This has been kind of a couple of times now mentioning that they seem to have a problem with the way the Santa Rosa Island Authority is running, and that maybe even the very existence of the SRIA, as Commissioner Burgosh keeps raising questions about, well, where's my treatment for Perdido Key? And so I asked Wes Moreno about this yesterday, and I thought I heard it during a little bit during the budget hearing as well, even though I didn't watch that one entirely yet. But Wes Moreno is the county administrator for Escambia County. We talked to him yesterday. Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So, do you know, kind of, is this what they're aiming at? Are they aiming at kind of reevaluating whether to have a Santa Rosa Island Authority yet?
I don't think that that's the direction we're headed. I think there's, they want an in-depth analysis of the Island Authority's finances and the budget, and you know, from 2015 to now, how many staff members do they have then? How many do they have now? What was the staffing in between? you know, since we took over Public Works, we took over public safety, water safety out there on the beach. And, you know, so there's always been some sort of a concept that, you know, hey, they got the lease fees and the county got the work, which increased our general fund budget. And, but we're, you know, we're working through it. Me and Steph are sitting down, we're reviewing some things in regard to their budgets, the past 5 years or however long. And we'll provide that information to the board and see what other questions they might have.
And I know, I mean, I'm digging deep in the memory to remember how all this went, but as I vaguely recall now, even though I had to work through it a lot at the time, it was the lawsuit over the being taxed and lease fees also. And we thought we were going to win the lawsuit on the taxes, wound up losing, but in the interim, cut the lease fees. So cut the lease fees and lost the taxes is how I remember it, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're right.
You're okay. And then, so, you know, that's sort of the double whammy. But then on top of it, you've had this ongoing frustration with not feeling like the board could control how the leases were done and feeling like they were getting passed through, you know, sort of too easily or at too low a rate and not having enough regulation over that. Do I remember kind of all this right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And there's more discussion about the leases. I think you'll hear more probably in the near future about some of the leases and how they're structured out there.
Okay.
I think there's some meetings coming up for those discussions.
It just kind of caught me by surprise because it seemed like a fairly high degree of criticism for something that I hadn't heard criticized that same way in quite a while. One of the things that we reported on, y'all had a conversation in the agenda review about these Cummins engines that have all of a sudden stopped working, I guess, for some for ECAT, some for EMS. We're working on the fuel injectors, replacing them. It's cost us like $135,000 so far. Where are we on that, and how serious is this problem for the ambulance and bus fleet?
Well, it's perplexing. It's frustrating more than anything. We've attacked it aggressively as we can. We've tested all the tanks. We've cleaned tanks. We've tested the fuel. We've had three different folks come in and do independent tests and really hasn't nailed down that it's a fuel problem per se.
Okay.
But yet certain type of, you know, the Cummins engines of a certain type seem to, as they seem to have issues. And so we've had to scramble a little bit. I've moved some of my public works fleet down to ECAT and also EMS. You know, we're handling EMS's fleet as well. And so we've had to make a more concerted effort, bring in some outside contractors and vendors to help replace these fuel injectors and get these vehicles back on the road. But it has been it's been a little frustrating, honestly. But we're working through it. We've gotten quite a few buses back online and ambulances as well. But it's something that we're continuing to track and monitor and continue to test.
So getting the replaced fuel injectors into the vehicles seems to have solved the problem, won't recur. It was uniquely the combination of whatever the gas issue was and those old fuel injectors, we think, at this point?
That's what we feel like, yes.
Okay. And you're still working with, you know, the suppliers and the manufacturers to see what kind of warranty or reimbursement and all that, right?
Absolutely. We've been in touch with Cummins daily.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. I can imagine that would be pretty frustrating. All of a sudden you're starting to lose vehicles and you don't know why. And they're big, important vehicles, right? Especially the ambulances. 646 on News Radio 92.3. Hang on for just a second. Wes Moreno is the county administrator for Escambia County. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And good news is we're not showing any accidents right now in Escambia or Santa Rosa County. It looks good. No problems on 110 or I-10. Mentioned Fairfield looking fine and not showing any issues on Beverly, Brent, Michigan. That whole road is all clear. 437-1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Wes Moreno, the county administrator. Y'all had the, is it annual or semi-annual that you have the conversation about bad debt write-off for EMS? I just can't remember.
I think it's annual.
Annual, okay. So it's a big number. You know, it's $10 million. As I have explained to the audience, that's normal in dealing with health stuff. I mean, you want to cut the percentage as much as you can, and I sympathize with Lumen May's demand that we try to reduce it. And I know you all are, and Eric Gilmore, the public safety director, y'all are working on this as much as possible. What concerned me in this conversation was the seeming interest by Commissioner Barry to not have the conversation in the future, you know, to see if the other counties don't have to talk about this. Why do we have to talk about this? I know it's painful to talk about, but I like the conversation because it means that we're going to keep working on improving the problem, you know, significantly. And I get a lot of people misunderstand this and criticize the board for writing off bad debt just because it happens to be that we own the, you know, the operation. But I guess I'm kind of hoping you'll try to keep this in the public conversation so that we can continually see if we're making progress about it. That's, I like that kind of transparency.
Sure, absolutely. Transparency is good. I don't know where we'll go with it. I would think we'll probably continue like we are. But we'll you know, we'll do as requested, and we'll look and see what some of the other counties are doing. I'll say that, you know, what that's 10 million. That's while it's a large number, our revenue is also up significantly. I think when I checked the other day, we were at 18.4, which is up significantly from where we were.
That's net. So that's net. What is that? What does that 18.4 represent?
That is the revenue that we've collected so far.
Oh, okay.
This fiscal year.
LifeLock.
Okay.
And so it's not the amount we billed for, of course. But
the bill is like 58, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've billed more for more this year than we ever have, and we've collected more than we ever have.
Right.
And so, therefore, you when you bill more, your bad debt is naturally going to go up.
Right.
So, but we know we say we write it off, we're still going to send it to a collection agency. We're still going to try to collect some of it. And will we get close to 10 million? No. But we're going to continue to pursue and collect as much of it as we can.
And by the way, you know, people sometimes think, well, that's $10 million the county's losing. No, the cost of that $10 million to us was maybe in the $4 million range. And there's a certain amount of uncollectible debt that's going to come from running a service like this. We know that. And I appreciate the suggestion by Commissioner Barry to try to find out what other people are doing. And I appreciate the idea that we're going to try to work on the frequent flyers, the like 26 or 2700 people that repeatedly abuse this system, which is also a problem. So when I talk about this, I try to remind people that this is not the outrageous thing that it seems like. It really is just a part of doing the business in the medical arena. And I want to see us work on it and improve it. And I think we will. Couple of good things that are coming up, or at least important things. One is this weekend, the animal shelter is doing a big adoption event Friday and Saturday, right?
Absolutely. They sure are. They work hard over there at the animal shelter. It's hard to keep folks over there. Once they get there, it's not about petting the puppies and the cats all the time. It's work. I mean, it's real work. You got to clean the kennels, you have to bathe the animals, you got the towels and the blankets and the laundry that has to be done, and a lot of public interaction. I'll tell you, I've never heard so many crazy stories come from any other department than the animal shelter. It's just people and their animals, they're just passionate, and so there's a lot of interpersonal skills that you have to have to be able to work over there.
Right.
John Robinson and his crew do a fantastic job over there at the animal shelter, and I'm always happy when they'll bring the puppies around to the different departments sometimes, and let the employees pat on them, love on them a little bit, and then raises morale a little bit, makes your day a little bit better.
You know, we joke about emotional support animals, but it's for sure that everybody's mood is better off.
Sure.
And so adoptions for cats and dogs 1 year older will be free. Puppies will be available for $50 and kittens for $25. $11 licensing fee applied to all adoptions for Escambia County residents. So, again, that's this weekend and partnering with the Best Friends Animal Society. The other thing coming up, you've got a physical abilities test for the Escambia County Fire Rescue on the 25th, right?
Absolutely, yeah, we do, and that's that's if you're looking for a good career and you're physically fit and you have a great personality and you're optimistic and you're positive, we want you. So come try out and see if you can pass the physical abilities test. And fire, working in fire, it's a great career and pays well. And come on out. Come see us.
The one note I got from the fire rescue guys in the past has always been, if you actually want to fight fires, come work for Escambia County. Sadly, though, it's true. We have a lot of them, and you will get a chance to fight fires. A lot of times you become a firefighter and you don't ever fight fires because you just don't have them in the area that you live in. Hey, one last, just a quick thing. We're almost out of time, but the REAP Lodges funding item got dropped last week. Is that going to come back? Are we just done? Are you guys severing ties? Where are we at with that?
So we're looking at a strategy internally We're still working. I'll just say we're still working it. And so it may come back. I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
But we're still looking at it, still working it. We've not completely just stepped away, but we're just trying to look at a few different paths that we might take.
And is the primary...
We'll see how it works out.
Is the primary issue sort of like financial stability long term? You know, is there something else I'm missing? What's the issue here?
Yeah, well, of course, it's financial stability long term. You know, so the business plan is to come to the city, come to the county, go back to the city, come back to the county.
Yeah.
And just, you know, the conversation was, well, we're going to throw a lot of money at it, and then maybe we should run it. Well, I don't want to run a shelter.
Yeah.
I don't think we're adept enough to run a shelter and all that's involved in it. So we have some community partners, and we're going to try to look some different strategies, and we'll see how it turns out.
Very good. Wes Moreno, he is the Escambia County Administrator and is always kind enough to give us some time on Thursday morning to hear what's going on with the county, and especially when there's meetings, what's going to be on the agenda. Wes, as always, thank you for doing the job. Thank you for stepping into the job a couple of years ago, and thanks for spending time with us every Thursday. I appreciate it.
All right, Andrew. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. 551 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. And if you have an import, you've got a BMW, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Genesis, Audi, Jaguar, a Lexus, you pay a little extra to get a car that you really like that's going to really perform for you. And then you might think you've got to also pay extra to travel to the dealership, especially if it's over the water, to have the dealership service it because only they're the only ones who know how to do it. And that's not true. You can do it right here at Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway. It's a lot closer, and it'll be less expensive, and it'll be exactly as good a service as you would get anywhere. So no problem. They work on those cars all the time. Diesel engines, okay? They're great when they work. They're not great when they don't work. And they are a little bit tricky, a little bit different than the regular engines, but that's fine. They work on those all the time. Again, you don't have to go to the dealership or any other vehicle that you've got. Bobby Likas can work on it. They call their website carclinicservice.com like a healthcare clinic for your car where you take it there for the little things to prevent having to deal with the big things. You know, save money by doing the routine preventative. That's why they call it prevent the bad thing from happening. Anyway, so you can take your car to Bobby Likas Auto Service right here on Davis Highway.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Keep climbing.
Picked off! He brought it down with one hand!
Johnson.
Goes down! Sack!
This is your home for FSU football.
Watch it deep down field! Caught! Touchdown! FSU!
Rolling to his left, they're going to throw. End zone! Picked off!
Game over!
Catch live coverage of the Seminoles all season long, right here on your home for Florida State football.
Listen to FSU football on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620, brought to you by Pensacola Hardware.
It's a celebration. Join us for the Impact 100 20th Anniversary Celebration on Thursday, September 28th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Brownsville Community Center. This event is a celebration to honor two decades of empowering women and transforming lives in our community. Presented by Kia Autosport and Sandy Sansing Dealerships. Limited tickets are available, so visit impact100pensacola.org to buy your ticket today.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in on Tuesday at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's Tuesday at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. On at 4 right after Guy Benson. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
This is not my locker.
That's the same movie with the banana in the tailpipe trick.
Oh!
That's Paul Reiser in Beverly Hills Cop. This is not my office. And then the sequel, Beverly Hills Cop 2. This is not my locker. You know.
So I forgot about that.
Little teeny tiny good. Donuts in movies. 5:55 on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Andrew McKay. It's by the way, also, you know, we don't talk about this much, but so 92.3 and AM 1620 are the primary frequencies. We used to be on AM. Now we're on both. 95.3 is also available. If you live west or north in Escambia County, that's the signal for you. And if you ever have trouble getting us, like on 92.3 sometimes, try that one. Trust me, it's pretty nice for those areas. Also, on HD 98.7 channel 2 or 3, I always forget because I don't have an HD radio, but my boss is going to be only somewhat happy with me for mentioning that because I didn't get the facts right. 5:56 on News Radio 92.3. He's really big on HD radios, and we are piggybacked on Cat Country signal on that one. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Hunter Biden has been indicted on felony gun charges. A court filing shows that the president's son has been charged with 3 federal criminal counts, 2 related to allegedly filing a form claiming he wasn't using drugs when he bought a weapon in 2018, the third alleging he was in possession of a gun while using drugs. We've been talking a lot about the UAW strike, but the Hollywood actors and writers strike is still ongoing, too, and now major TV and film studios have agreed to resume contract talks with the striking Hollywood writers. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers released a statement yesterday saying they're working to schedule a meeting next week to resume talks there. The scary situation on a plane that was flying from New Jersey to Rome recently. This United Airlines flight, apparently, Andrew, had to dive more than 28,000 feet in 10 minutes because of cabin pressurization issues. So the pilot had to get down to a lower altitude, and then they had to turn around and head back to New Jersey.
Wow. All right. David, thanks so much for the update.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, no kidding.
Just imagine that.
Right?
Yeah.
437-1620. Johnson & Johnson?
The baby powder folks?
That's right. The long-standing, what would you call them exactly? It's pharmaceutical products, I guess. I don't know. Company?
Yeah.
So they've been around for forever. They're changing their logo. The Johnson & Johnson cursive script logo that has been...
The baby blue on white, yeah.
I think, or sometimes it's red also,
oh, probably,
I think, but
yeah.
Okay. So it's relatively new. I mean, it's only been in use for, what was the number? Since 1887. their logo, the cursive Johnson plus Johnson, has been in use since 1887, and they're changing it. Not for woke culture reasons, not because it's offensive to anybody reasons, not because of lawsuits and trying to change their branding or anything like that. But they decided that visually, it's too hard for people these days to digest because kids don't know
read cursive. Wow.
Right. Here's what's funny about it. They're replacing Johnson & Johnson with, get this, Johnson & Johnson.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
But instead of, here, I'll show you. You can see on my computer. So instead of having the script, Johnson with the plus Johnson, they're now going to a block letters Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
Funniest part about it to me is,
the ampersand?
What's the middle? It's an ampersand instead of a plus sign.
So who the hell's going to know what that is?
And the ampersand is kind of like cursive-y script.
Mm-hmm.
So... in an effort to clean up the logo and make it tidier and, you know, bypass the problems of people not knowing cursive, they've used a sort of old-style, elegant ampersand, which I think a lot of the kids wouldn't even know what that is. And just visually, it's very jammed together in a way that makes it harder to read, I think, personally. So, yeah, I understand. It just, I don't know why... companies that have long established effective brands change them for silly reasons. But you know, somebody got
listen
good
on air
at
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.